The Financial Services Royal Commission might be in recess until next month, but for the Commonwealth Bank, the uncertainty continues. Chief Executive Ian Narev and his incoming replacement, Matt Comyn, have announced big changes right at the top of the bank. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been watching the reaction, and he joins me now. Peter, how significant are these changes given the background of that Royal Commission?
Well, Rachel, significant because the Commonwealth Bank is not only dealing with the Royal Commission into dodgy dealings in the financial sector at the moment, but it's also locked in a legal battle with the financial services regulator AUSTRAC over allegations that it broke anti-money laundering laws on around 54,000 occasions. So, to say the least, the CBA is in permanent issues and crisis mode, and this all becomes Matt Comyn's problem when he takes over as CEO from Ian Narev on the 9th of April. As a result, Matt Comyn is shaking up the CBA executive team. Three key people are leaving in the coming months as he puts his own people in place. Out the door are Melanie Lang, a Group Executive of Human Resources, Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin, Head of Institutional Banking, and David Whiting, the CBA's Chief Information Officer. There are no replacements named just yet, and the CBA says a global search is underway.
So, Peter, how critical is it for that incoming CEO, Matt Comyn, to put his stamp on the Commonwealth Bank?
Well, it is important because one of the big criticisms has been problems with the bank's culture, and in the background, the banking regulator APRA is running a separate inquiry into culture, accountability and governance at the CBA called after those money laundering allegations hit back in August. Now, Mr. Comyn is currently head of retail banking at the CBA, and that's been a big focus of the Royal Commission, as we heard last week, with evidence of poor practices driven by a rush for commissions. So Matt Comyn has a lot to clean up and to preempt before the Royal Commission resumes mid-April. Now, CBA shares are down around 0.5% off the back of that announcement at a 16-week low, but that's in line with the rest of the Big Four banks.
And Peter, while we have you, how about the rest of the share market? How is that faring with those concerns about that global trade war?
Well, the All Ordinaries Index down around 0.5% in late morning trade. And of course, a potential US trade war with China is continuing to rattle investors.
That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.